This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller, Cullen Steele, and it's time for our triple option feature. Steven, I was going to do the block punt, but I saw you did that already, so I'm going to throw it to you first. I got another one, but I'll throw it to you.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I'm talking about, you know, the beginning of the year, everybody wants to talk about who's going to be the first NFL coach fired this season. Oh, wow. We're entering now week four, and there's been some significant movement on the odds of which team's going to end up with Bill Belichick as head coach, even though I think he's looking awfully happy as a broadcaster now. I don't know if he wants to get back into the coaching ranks, but the Cowboys still number one. There's no movement there, but the big swings, not a surprise, guys. Jaguars went from number 16 to number 2, the second best odds to likely hire Belichick. The Jets went down. They've gone from 2nd to 7th, and the Bills went from 7th to 15th. Meanwhile, going back to the top teams that they feel are in the mix for Bill Belichick, Dallas Cowboys even odds, which is pretty
even.
Wild. Even,
odds.
Right.
Good grace.
Jacksonville Jaguars, 6-1. Philadelphia Eagles, 6-1. Sirianni, man, we know with his play calling and the way things are going in Philly, I don't know what's going to happen over there.
They ain't too happy with him, I know that.
No surprise. New York Giants, another NFC East team in there with 8-1 odds. And then you got three teams with 10-1 odds in the Chicago Bears, Las Vegas Raiders, and the New York Jets. Right behind them are New Orleans Saints at 14-1. But I'm saying, I think we've talked about it a lot, this team doesn't pull the trigger midseason on coaches. They would never do anything, I don't think, either midseason. It would be at the end of the year, and things would have to go dramatically wrong.
I would never say never on anything.
Right.
It's the Sean Connery line, but it would take a lot. Cullen, I think I know what you're going to do. I saw it through it to you.
Yeah, there's not much else going on other than the massive news coming out of UNLV with their quarterback leaving because they weren't going to fulfill a verbal promise for an NIL deal. Like, is this I'm going to pose it to you. In the bigger picture, is this the start of the avalanche? Is this the snowball falling? Like, where do you think this could lead to bigger things, changes to the NIL,
yes,
maybe? You think
to
so?
Answer your question.
You think
yes.
So? Because, like, at the end of the day, what we've heard so far, and this is, you know, developing, so take it with a grain of salt, but he literally left, told them they were going to sit out. He's entering, as Mike, I talked to you earlier, he's not just leaving the team. He's going to another team. He's entering the portal, and he's saying, I'm not going to play for you guys. I'm going to go play for somebody else who apparently, when he wanted to sign with them this year, they offered him via a verbal offer from an assistant coach, $100,000. And at the time, currently, he's gotten $3,000 through some NIL collection.
So he got short-sheeted money-wise, yeah, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
3-0 team he's leaving too.
They're, yeah, what, currently ranked like 23 in the coaches poll? Like, this is, I think, the first time they've ever been ranked in the coaches poll. Like, they've never been higher. And you're just like getting up and packing bags and saying, you guys don't want to pay me.
It's part of the world we live in.
It is
part
of the world.
I hate to say it, but it is part of the world.
No, it is.
We may dislike it. You may talk about team. But, you know, okay, if you think about your job, if they told
100%.
You that, okay, we're going to pay you this amount of money to work here, mm-hmm, and then they give you a lot less. Are you staying at that job?
No, sir.
Because of loyalty? I don't think so.
Right, I brought this team to 3-0. I could do it with someone else, I guess, too.
Yeah, so I understand both sides of it.
Right.
I get it. But this is not the end of it. They will have a lot more similar to this because of promises made by boosters or assistant coaches. They don't come forward with it. We sort of got a hint maybe there was a certain back a little north of us that split the scene of the crime. And he went to the Midwest because he wanted to redo his NIL deal. He got a much better deal. He got maybe a Buckeye on the side of that helmet. And so that's just a rumor, but I think it come from a really good source. Guys, the Miami Dolphins are the only team in the NFL not to hold a lead this year for one single second.
No, really?
Think about that. They have not had a lead in a game for 1 second.
No, you're right, because that Jaguars game, the Jaguars just imploded. Like, they had that game in the bag, and then they just died, basically.
If you think about it, last year, Carolina Panthers were like that. They had two walk-offs for wins. They didn't have 1 second where they had a lead in the fourth quarter, but the Dolphins are the only team in the NFL not to hold a lead for a single second. You would think somewhere along the line you had a lead for a little while.
You think McDaniel's on that hot seat now or no? I don't think he's in the Belichick conversation.
I don't think so because of the injury to Tua. You know, man, you got to go to Tyler Thompson.
And then isn't he, like, questionable, too? He, like, chest or something, like ribs?
Man, I'm looking around if I'm the Dolphins.
I'm really surprised they haven't picked up the phone and called good old Ryan Tannehill's out there. Bring him back to Miami.
I saw someone say, why don't they trade for Russell Wilson up in Pittsburgh?
Is he healthy?
Might be healthier than their two guys already.
I think if he wasn't tied ownership-wise to the Raiders, that phone call might have went to Tom Brady. Yeah, man, Tom basically was telling you in the offseason, man, I don't know.
Why not?
And listen, Stephen Ross got in trouble, got a first-round pick ripped away from him because he was sort of talking out of school to not only Tom Brady but also Sean Payton the exact same way. And so, you know, Mr. Ross, man, he got a lot of money in his pockets, and he don't know the word patience. He want to win now. But Mike McDaniel, man, without Tua, you can see this football team, they not trolling right. And who knows with Tua? I mean, that's going to be his decision if he wants to walk away or not. It's hard for anybody to tell someone you have to walk. You understand that you can't put a Band-Aid on that head and that brain.
Of course, Mike, this is my luck. This is the year in fantasy football.
You got Tua?
No. I got to draft Tyreek Hill, first-round pick. And not so good now.
Yeah, and I have one of the Texans ask about, man, what about Kyle Pitts? If you're in fantasy football, and after you watch what Dallas Goedert did, you sort of think that, man, Kirk Cousins, and I agree with Deuce, they're going to put a lot of pressure on him. Man, that outlet pass is going to be going real quick to Kyle Pitts. And he's healthy now. And, man, he put up unbelievable numbers at the University of Florida. We'll be back to finish it off here in hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break.